Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, May 16th, 2025. Our 4 p.m. local public affairs show this afternoon is the Democracy Forum, produced by the team at League of Women Voters of Maine and hosted by Ann Luther. The in-depth panel discussions featured on the show are especially timely these days. Here's Ann with a preview of what's happening on today's show.
Well, this is Ann Luther. I'm with the League of Women Voters, and I'm the host for the Democracy Forum, which is on the third Friday of every month, like today. And we've been doing a series this month on constitutional crisis. So this is the third one in our series that's talking about the effects of federal policy on Maine people. And this show is about, quote, is our government making us sick? And relates to cuts in funding for public health, for medical research and science, and to support local healthcare delivery through Maine hospitals. And we have a fantastic group of guests. Dr. Nirav Shah is back. He was the former director of the Maine Center for Disease Control and Prevention, as you remember. And then he got recruited to the federal level and was the principal deputy director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He's now back in Maine and getting ready to start a gig at Colby in a couple months, but he's going to come on talking about the public health side. Then Amy Freed, who is a professor emerita of political science at the University of Maine, is herself a cancer survivor and is somebody for whom medical research and the benefits that medical research can deliver, you know, she's somebody for whom these benefits are very personal. And the cuts in NIH and medical research and cutting edge cures is something that's affecting her very directly. And then Art Blank is also coming on, and many of us know him. He was formerly the CEO of MDI Hospital and still a very close observer of the medical scene here in Maine and the network of rural hospitals that deliver healthcare to people who live in Maine. And he's, you know, obviously going to talk about the fact that we had a teetering system to begin with that was barely holding together, but cuts in funding, and especially if Medicaid cuts go forward, are going to be devastating to us here in Maine.
That was Ann Luther, host of the Democracy Forum, which airs today at 4 p.m. and on the third Friday of every month at that time. All of our locally produced news and public affairs shows are archived at weru.org, so you can listen to them later, and they're also available to be subscribed to as podcasts. Heart of Ellsworth, the community and economic development organization behind so many of the events that we talk about, announced Thursday that they have been notified that a historic preservation grant they'd been awarded through the Maine Historical Preservation Commission last year has been terminated. The source of the grant funds was the National Park Service's Historic Preservation Fund and Heart of Ellsworth committed matching funds. Designating downtown Ellsworth as a historic district on the National Register of Historic Places would make technical and financial assistance available to property owners of buildings to preserve their historic character. Heart of Ellsworth says it's their understanding that because congressionally appropriated funding for fiscal year 25 has been frozen, Maine Historic Preservation Commission cannot access the funds to disperse the awarded grants. Heart of Ellsworth is now seeking to replace the $30,000 with community fundraising. We'll be talking with someone from Heart of Ellsworth next week to get an update. In the meantime, there's more information at heartofellsworth.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you on Monday.